You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. Researchers at Michigan State University are gathering every scrap of information they can to develop a huge database on the African slave trade through the centuries. The project is called Enslaved. Joining me to talk about the effort are Dean Rehberger, who is the director of Matrix and an associate professor of history, and Walter Hawthorne, a professor of African history, both at Michigan State. I got to ask you, where do you even begin to track down this information? I mean, some of it's centuries old now.
Well, the nice part about this is that in recent years, there's been a lot of projects across the country that have been developing. And a lot of our partner sites have been doing this for more than 20 years, collecting this kind of information. What we're really doing is trying to bring all these different projects that really are siloed and separate from each other to be able to talk to each other.
When it's complete, who will likely use this information?
This is Walter. We anticipate the project will be used by a range of individuals. First and most obvious, scholars. Scholars who are interested in expanding our knowledge of slavery and the Atlantic slave trade. Second, the general public. And I would put that really into two categories. I think it'll have great utility for K-12 classrooms. There is a great need out there for teachers to have access to information about slavery and the Atlantic slave trade. In fact, just a few weeks ago, my daughter's in middle school. A few weeks ago, I went into the middle school and gave it a full day's lessons on slavery and the Atlantic slave trade, since it's really something that's not taught adequately in many K-12 classrooms. And finally, genealogists.
Right. Came to my mind first, these folks who want to trace their roots. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of the projects that we have, including a couple that are here right now at Michigan State University, we have a project called Slave Biographies. A lot of these projects are already used by genealogists. As you said, this is a place where you can go and there is information in there about individual enslaved people, who their owners were, where they were, who they were married to, these sorts of things. So one of the beauties, I think, of this project is that if you have information about a particular relative and you know something vague about the time and the place, you could plug that information into our hub, into our system, and it would pull up information about that person or somebody with a similar name on any number of databases scattered all over the globe. So really a terrific tool for genealogists to use.
Yeah, and another part of the project that's really important is there's all kinds of professors and faculty members around the world actually working on slave data, and they're collecting it. The sad part often is they'll do their own study, they'll write up their own articles, and then they'll put that data away in a drawer. And so one of the things we're also trying to do is make a space where people can deposit their data. So we're not only looking for people to come to us to search for data, but also come and deposit data that they might find.
This sounds like an ongoing project. I mean, is there any point you say, okay, we've got a complete set of data, there's nothing else to be found, or does it just keep on adding?
Well, a matter of fact, this first phase that Mellon is supporting for us is what we call proof of concept. The first thing we want to do is just prove that this could be done, because it is a rather difficult text bringing together all this data, which is rather difficult data to work with. And then we do actually hope to have four or five more phases, but like a lot of our projects, it's always ongoing, always collecting more.
What are those four or five phases look like? What else are you going to be doing?
In our first phase, we have 8 partner projects. In the second phase, what we want to do is expand that to a number of more projects, say 25, 30, and then after that, just continue to grow with each phase.
Well, we'll be the place that links these projects. So we do have a couple of existing database projects here at Michigan State University. One of them is focused on information about slaves in colonial Louisiana and, interestingly, Brazil. Another one looks at records from courts that were established around the Atlantic and in the Indian Ocean when the slave trade became illegal in the 19th century. These courts were established to determine if enslaved people on particular vessels had been legally enslaved or illegally enslaved based upon international law at the time. And that collection of data from across the Atlantic and the Indian Ocean is invaluable, because in that then you get the mentioning of individual people along with descriptions of them, data about their ethnicities, data about their age, their genders, and the like. So what we're trying to do is take all of these projects that have information about individual slaves or about individual slave ship voyages. And those slaves could be found in Africa, they could be found in Cuba, Brazil, anywhere in the Americas, anywhere in the Indian Ocean. And again, these sites are scattered all over the place, these websites. We will continue here at Michigan State University, particularly in phase two, to expand data that we collect here. But as you said, to link to that information that's scattered and on servers really around the world so that users of our hub can do a query. They might want to know something about the quantity of slaves at a particular period of time, the number of women, the number of men, the number of enslaved people from a particular ethnic group, or trace an individual. But they will be able to harness the power, harness information in many different sites right here at Michigan State University through our hub.
One of the things you pointed out is the African slave trade wasn't just, I mean, we always think of the U.S., but it was for all of the Americas. And there are many, many thousands, hundreds of thousands of people who populate those countries as descendants of those slaves. And as you mentioned, not just the Americas. They transported and stole these people and transported them other places. So I assume that this is going to be a worldwide effort.
This is indeed a worldwide effort, an effort that depends really on scholars based here in the United States and Europe and Africa and Latin America, really around the world. So we're relying on and calling on the expertise of partners in many different places. And as you can imagine, as you just said, records about the trade in enslaved Africans are numerous and exist in many different places. So there's an internal trade in Africa itself. There's a trade in the Indian Ocean. There's a trade in the Atlantic Ocean. And indeed, that trade in the Atlantic Ocean, as you mentioned, connects many different places. The number of slaves that went to Brazil was probably 10 times larger than the number that came here to North America. The number of slaves that went to a very small place, what is today Haiti, was probably twice as large as the number that came here to North America. So we're really talking about an effort that would focus on databasing, putting into database form information about individual enslaved people in a number of different places, making that information searchable, making that information quantifiable, and then allowing users to search across multiple servers, multiple platforms.
But you are right. This is a project that we hope never ends. I mean, there's so much information out there. One of the tragic parts of slavery is that, you know, people think that these lives are really lost to us, but the other tragic part of slavery is because people were treated as property, there are lots of records. You have probate records, you have plantation records, you have runaway slave ads, which are actually richly descriptive of the people who were running away, obviously, because they wanted to recapture them. You have baptismal records, marriage records. So there is a lot of information out there. It just takes a lot of time and a lot of effort and a rather high cost in some ways to collect that information.
Walter Hawthorne and Dean Rayberger, thanks very much for talking with us about the Enslaved Project.
Thank you.
Thank you.